One goes a little adrift for a little while until one finds one's bearings, or, I should say, until some of the beautiful shining ones meet you and point the way, and tell you where you should go. You have all got to work out your own destiny. There is no doubt about it, work out your own heaven, and rest assured the Great Father will see your labor, and reward you for it. 235. Then the speaker paused for a moment and continued. That is what happens, as you will find when you come to my side of life. You have still to seek further knowledge. It would not be a real world on this side unless there was progress and still further progress, and those who have gone a little ahead, in advance, can always help the stragglers upwards as they go along. They are not all fit to start at a high level, they need a helping hand, and these helping hands are never far away. One meets all classes and conditions of friends on this side of life, and each and all require a helping hand. You cannot transform a soul immediately from the lower grade which he has left to a celestial grade. It is a gradual spiritual progress, and they are always obtaining fresh knowledge and fresh help from those who are a little further advanced than they are, and who are always very willing to help a weaker brother up towards the brighter and more shining light. He had still much more to say, but this is given elsewhere. In fact, his talk was more in the nature of an address, as it lasted for 10 minutes. Once the question was put about the different stages of development the people were in on the other side, someone asked an Aetherian, who was a healer of Earth people by means of healing rays, if undeveloped bodies are ever to be seen in Aetheria, and this was the reply. Not undeveloped. The stage of development is seen by the light or the brightness, the shades of light. We see them in different stages of advancement, and talk with them. 236. There are many beautiful passengers who talk with us at times, and we get great enlightenment from them. He then went on to tell how the etheric body has the same formation as the physical body, and that everyone has a perfect etheric body. His remarks will be found elsewhere. Then he returned to the subject of mental development and concluded with these words. Those who have not developed much in earth life just have to rise gradually, and those who have not had any spiritual development are generally taken to spheres where they can be ministered to in the way that they most need. Towards the close of a long address on various subjects, an Aetherian spoke these words. If you have a will to travel in the spheres in God's service in the spirit side of life, you will find ample opportunity, if you are willing to work for the Master, but you will have to comply with his laws and the conditions of life which exist on the spirit side. You cannot take a hop, step, and jump, from the side of life which you are on just now, right to the celestial spheres on the spirit side of life. It is work, service and love, which will bring joy and harmony and peace into your inmost souls. Of course, you will always have the knowledge that you are helping someone whom you know has not just reached the stage you have reached, and you will reach out a helping hand to help them up, and those on the higher plane above will immediately put out their hands to help you on a further step again. Progress all the time, until, in God's good time, 237. You reach the fulfillment of a purified soul, that can work in harmony with the great spirit of all life. Progress will go on until the full theme and completion of the Master's will is accomplished, and you are able to mix with those shining ones, in a glorified condition, whom you hope to join some day. There is a stage when some of us can know no further. There is a world inside another world, but we have not progressed to that knowledge, nor will we, until we have advanced to a stage much above our present knowledge. When a sitter once said that he liked to be able to give reasons for his belief in spiritualism, he was told by a friend on the other side, "Never argue. Don't, if you take my advice, my brother. Rather tell them about the beauties of this life which you will discover. You are really just an explorer seeking out a new country, and you have acquired a mind which can see and glean something of the beauty of this land, which many others cannot. You will link up with those who have advanced beyond you by and by, and will learn from them. As the great master said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and you are only going to the place which you in earth life, by your life on earth, have prepared yourself for, and then you will progress afterwards by getting into touch with those advanced ones who are ready to help you, and to give you knowledge of things which you do not know, but which will be given to you as you can assimilate and understand them. I am just putting it in the best way I can, and I hope you follow what I mean. 238. During the Second World War, the thoughts of most people were directed to the host of young men, all over the world, who were being ushered into a new life before they had had time to grasp the meaning of this life on earth. What kind of life awaited this multitude of new arrivals, was once asked by one of us, and this is what we were told. It depends much upon the condition of their life before they came to this side, and their inclination to aspire to the higher life. If they have not had that desire in earth life, they will not so speedily advance. Our future, both in this life and in the next, depends on ourselves alone. As we are here, so shall we be there. Our sowing, if good, produces a bountiful harvest, but, if bad, the reverse. If we are selfish on earth, we shall be selfish there. Selfishness is the root of all evil, just as unselfishness is the root of all that is good. Our happiness, or unhappiness, springs from our attitude towards ourselves and to others. No one can save us from our own wickedness and folly, and what we are, and what we become, is for each one to decide for himself or herself. The ancient Egyptians placed in the coffins of the deceased a guide to the next world, wherein was depicted the path the newly arrived soul was to take before he reached the abode of the god Osiris, the judge of the dead. There he was weighed in the balance, and all the good and evil he had done was revealed. The good passed into heaven and the evil into hell. Doubtless this belief encouraged many to live more righteous lives, as it is known that its effect on individual conduct was good, but the guide so dwells on the dangers and difficulties the newly. 239. Arrived soul has to encounter the many devils who waylay him, that one wonders how he ever reached his goal. When theology is called in to explain the mystery of death and the hereafter, we may be sure that what is simple will be made difficult, and what is clear will be made obscure. The only way to arrive at the truth is to hear, or read for ourselves, what those who have gone before have to tell us. Thus we find that the smokescreen of doubt, difficulty and uncertainty put up by all the different world religions is due to ignorance, and, when we keep to what our friends in Etheria have to tell us, the road ahead of us is clear and simple for all to understand. As we have already read, our duty in life is to do our best, the highest wisdom is to do good, and, if we do that to the utmost of our ability, our future is bright. Then the universe will slowly unfold before us, and our journey through the spheres, from plane to plane in the ages to come, will bring happiness to ourselves and all with whom we come in contact. There seems to be no end to the way of life. No one could have put in fewer or better words what spiritualism stands for than did Joseph Addison, a contemporary of Swedenborg, a great man of letters, a man of real goodness as well as of eminent genius, who wrote, "To look upon the soul as going on from strength to strength, to consider that it is to shine forever with new accessions of glory, and brighten to all eternity, that it will be still adding virtue to virtue, and knowledge to knowledge, carries in it something wonderfully agreeable to that ambition which is natural to the mind of man." 240. Graphic of wavelengths. The above chart makes clear how limited are our sense perceptions. Only the black portion represents the visible spectrum. This is all we sense of the innumerable etheric waves making up the universe. The author has been told by his informants in the etheric world that its vibrations just about touch those of the physical world, and at times they can be detected by clairvoyance, by the seeing of etheric beings, called ghosts, and by psychic photography. Etheric waves, however, seem to be different from physical waves as so far we have discovered no instrument to contact them. End.